Can you be the one who's left missing me? Stress is exacerbating my fibromyalgia.
So what I'm saying is you'll never be replaced when she acting kinda wild. She all up in my style. She texting LOL. She wanna make me smile, but I'm not with it. Got you on my mind like snaps and fit it. So tell your ex to quit it, cause he about to get it. Admit it, girl, you owe it to your heart. So when he leave you in the dark, come and let me play the part. I should be a boyfriend, treat you like a 10-10. I know you wanna leave him and put your name on team win. Save you in the deep end, the mother fools are shallow. Take you anywhere you wanna go, jump on the saddle. Right at the buzzer, my 3-point jumper. If I could be your first love, there'll be no other. Let me be your Romeo. You can be my Juliet. You can be my Lois, baby. I'll be your Superman. Let me be your fairy tale lover. The one you're dreaming of. Cause when it's all said and done, shall be you my first love. Maybe it's your hair. Maybe it's your flair. Maybe it's the way you walk and them shoes you wear. I can picture me and you on a late night, talking to the sunlight, blowing kisses on Skype. Let me be the one you've been waiting on your whole life. Let me be the one to make you feel like Miss Wright or Miss Strobe. But I'll get your mind blown. Have you tagging all your pics like DJ? My words like diamonds, girl, I'll make your ear ring. I wanna bling every part of your being. Your heart, your soul, or better yet, your mind. Cause good girls are hard to find, like parking spots at NY. I'll make the homegirl chiller, shut down all the fellas. You my Cinderella, I'm Prince Charming, darling.
And the music just turns me on.
Let me be your Romeo.
the only one that ever takes chances with no advances. I plant my feet where I'm standing. Yeah, I mean, I live where I grow, whether it be my mind, body, or soul. Or so I'm told that people are getting sick of hearing my theories. I'm fearing that my feelings aren't the same as what I'm delivering. I'm out in the cold, shivering with too much pride. And just knock on the door and ask if I can come inside. You can tell me everything you think I want to hear. Drink the holy water, cleanse the spirit from the fear. While your toes hang over the edge of a building high in the air, with a blank stare, wondering what the fuck you're doing here. So, don't blink, because all we have is time, and your life could be over with the blink of an eye. You can throw away your life, just don't waste my time, because my life could be over with the blink of an eye.
No one's coming back for me. I'm back to speak, all alone, happily, and gradually I'm being pulled back until I snap rapidly of fools who don't know how to handle me. I walk the streets with a target on my chest, and hidden underneath there's a bulletproof vest, meaning I ask for some shit, but yo, I can handle it, so fire away, let's see how many bullets I have back.
Yo, I'm not invincible, it's just the principle that everybody wants to take shots and not be held responsible. For those fools, yo, I have to say goodbye, in the back of my mind, always wondering why. If you can't handle me, then why even try? Cause your life could be over with the blink of an eye. So, don't blink, because all we have is time, and your life could be over with the blink of an eye. You can throw away your life, just don't waste my time, because my life could be over with the blink of an eye. Don't blink, because all we have is time, and your life could be over with the blink of an eye. You can throw away your life, just don't waste my time, because my life could be over with the blink of an eye.
The bells are ringing from the church up the street. It made me realize that's where I'm supposed to meet my maker. Shake the hand of the supernatural and become infatuated with where I'm supposed to go. With that one blink, a second of fear, realize I don't have very much time here. So even if no one ever hears this song except me, I'll still have the ability to set my soul free. Just don't blink.
I'm the man up in this beat.
I'ma tear shit off.
Just
don't
blink. I'm the man up in this
beat. I'ma tear shit off.
So, don't blink, because all we have is time, and your life could be over with the blink of an eye. You can throw away your life, just don't waste my time, because my life could be over with the blink of an eye. Don't blink, because all we have is time, and your life could be over with the blink of an eye. You can throw away your life, just don't waste my time, because my life could be over with the blink of an eye.
Yeah, that's right. You better walk away. Go on, walk away, because I'm going to burn this motherfucker down.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Not So Shy John speaking to you from the Kill Radio Studios. I've come to you today to review with you a serious problem that I have encountered on the landscape. I really want you all to consider this heavily. Close that. Get out of my way. All right, here we go. I want to talk to you today about a serious issue facing the nation. I want to announce a new entry in the newest edition of the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. This latest addition to the list of diagnosable mental disorders has not yet been published. The discovery is so new, but I need to introduce you to this malady before anybody else. Actually, this condition has only recently been recognized as diagnosable and treatable. In fact, you may very well be affected yourself, and it was in fact a self-diagnosis that brought me here today. So what is this terrible scourge? You will know the minute I tell you. You may be very close to someone who suffers. It has been called GOF, to shorten the name and prevent humiliation amongst your children. I, too, have discovered it in my makeup, and I need your help. I am a grumpy old fart. It took many years to develop. As I got older, I found myself growing at the same time grumpier. Grumpy old fartism strikes at the heart of your very existence. It affects every part of life and detracts from the beauty of it all. It casts a pall over you, and you find yourself reacting to things like news about the government or those idiots who play their music on the train. The smallest thing can send one into fits of old fartism, and anybody can be stricken. Without diligence and the support of friends, family, and community, be on your guard. Television watching can also cause one to react with an old fart outburst, or OFO, a sure symptom in the diagnosis. You must be forever vigilant, on your guard as you go through life, to help prevent falling into this horrible mental condition. Further symptoms are making statements like "kids today," or "when I was younger, I'd," or the classic, "you kids, get the fuck off of my lawn." But even more subtle signs are statements like "it didn't used to be this way," or "how do you work this thing?" Only you can prevent grumpy old fartism and help stamp out these grumpy old fartists in your community. Believe me, I know science is doing everything it can to reverse aging and stop the inevitable march of time as we all march together in step. But you can be kind to those around you and not play that shit on the train. Don't try and impress everybody with your shitty taste in music. Use headphones. Imagine that. Dr. Dre himself has made major strides in preventing GOF attacks on the train. So we do have the medical profession doing their part. Now, all you starlets and dignitaries and celebrities, I must address your part in this. When you do stupid shit, and it gets on the news, and it gets an item on Entertainment Tonight or CNN, it causes a visceral reaction amongst the population and can trigger a full gas attack. A cloud of grumpy old farts waft into the primetime air, and this pollution is contributing to global warming. You people, stop doing all that stupid shit. Oh, sorry. Do you not see how serious a problem this is? You see, it is not the grumpy old fart himself who is to blame here. It is circumstantial and it is situational. The conditions that will take a perfectly normal, well-adjusted old fart and pitch him into the abyss of grumpiness, or AOG for you clinical diagnosticians out there. You can help keep yourself and your loved ones from falling into the seemingly bottomless abyss by not doing stupid shit, by keeping the fuck off my lawn, and by wearing your regulation Dr. Dre's on the train. Oh, and pull up your pants, too. You look like an idiot. Oh, sorry, there I go again. I find that frequent applications of medical marijuana can be of some help, but you must also do your part. Cheer the hell up. Don't be so judgmental. And for that matter, don't be so fucking mental, ladies, and help prevent these gas attacks. Hire an old fart for your business. Put him on the payroll, and his grumpiness will be lessened because he can then eat and live indoors. Think how uplifting that can be, to not be a homeless grumpy old fart, an even worse condition that is harder to treat. Take your favorite old fart to lunch. This is a sure preventer of grumpiness. A sated belly is a happy belly, which is how the belly of an old fart should be. Thank you very much for your discretion.
Fears and trying to cheat us. You're a total blind. flow do you want it on the chair? Do you want it over here? Do you want it over there?
Yeah.
Check it. I can fuck you 6 million fucking ways. I can fuck you all motherfucking fucking day. On the rail, I was about to eat my lunch, but hey, you can suck my dick now. I'm no longer underage. I don't want your lunch, you stupid cracker. Cause I prefer organic, you're a KFC snacker. Your fucking face makes me hate to be a rapper. I pray for the apocalypse, you pray to be blacker. I got a fuck list, you got a bitch adder. You're shooting blanks, not multiplying, a non-factor. My cops come into town, come and get down. If you're lucky, I will let you be the opening act. How you want it, bitch? Yeah. Add that one to your resume. Yeah. I'll fuck you till you love me, faggot. West side, west side. Less, I got my crackers with me. And we don't give a flying fuck. You couldn't tell, huh? Don't listen to their shit, just listen to my shit. I be on that high shit, high art, high as the arch. I fucking climbed right up on top of that bitch and took a bong hit of the wrong shit and started the apocalypse. Open up, white boy, come on, I got the piss. I'm awesome with ask any rapper in the metropolis. If I'm fine with writtens, I'll make you call me daddy. I battled once and sit steady, pee off to Cincinnati. You welcome, homie, yep. I smell baloney. Or is it pussy, what the hell? I can't tell, I'm so key. Yes, I've been smoking, please forgive me. Hey, that's a cool trophy, but I still think you're shitty. I still haven't met a rapper in misery that's with me. And I don't think that shit'll change if I leave the city. I said, west side. I don't think that shit'll change if I leave the city. Less.
You need to check out this song, man. It's crazy. This one I'm recording now.
Good morning, class. Hi, my name is Mr. Smith. I hope you all had a great summer. I know I did. Are you all excited to start the fourth grade?
No way.
Hey, you in the back, don't speak unless your hand's raised.
Anyways, this will be a fun year of strict education. I will not put up with that crap. There is no time to be wasted.
I'm wasted.
Hey, you in the back, what's your name, by the way?
Well, my name is Ryan, but you can call me LK.
Okay, Ryan, shut your mouth and sit back down. I do not have the patience to put up with the class clown. On second thought, you got about 60 seconds to speak loud. If you got something to say to me, get it off your chest right now. Right now, right now, right now.
Okay, Mr. Smith. Mr. Yeah, I really give a shit. I'll give you about 2 days until you give up and quit and kick me out of the class. Yeah, it's happened in the past. I know I'm an inconvenience. I'll tell you that in advance. That's what I've been told since about 4 years old. So you can take this education shit and shove it up your... Well, you know, I know you think that I'm just lashing out for attention, or I'm hyperactive and need to be put on medication. And maybe that's true, but I won't get that from school, cause right now when I'm done with this speech, you'll be sending me to the principal. And he'll just lecture me and send me back to class until tomorrow when you decide to send me right back. So, since you don't give two shits about me, why should I even try to behave appropriately? Trust me, you're gonna hate me no matter what I do. So I'ma end this little spiel with a yeah, fuck you. Oh my gosh.
Hi, honey. I'm home from work, finally. You wouldn't believe the shit I had to put up with today. There's some kid in my class who calls himself LK, and he won't shut the hell up and quit cursing at me. I guarantee this little shit won't add up to nothing. Probably turn out to be another drug addict or something. Or he'll join a gang and get shot and die at 13. Or drop out of school and bag groceries for a living. Probably end up in prison and every night take it in the ass. Shit, I don't care. Tomorrow I'm kicking him out of my class. Yeah, these little shits just think that they're too cool. After this year, I'm gonna quit and go and teach high school.
Mr. Smith's class anyway, but why'd you have me say all those mean things to him today? I don't know, Mom. It's cool you gave me permission to act a fool, but why'd you want me to get in trouble on the first day of school?
Well, son, you did good today. It's just too bad that that asshole Mr. Smith doesn't even know he's your dad.
What?
He failed to tell me that he was a married man, and I thought that he would be more than just a one-night stand.
So, son, I'm just trying to teach you revenge is fun. So when you go to school tomorrow, I want you to bring my gun.
So Jixer Nixer is out there, and we're going to play a couple cuts by him right now. We're going to start with Carol of the Bells remake. Check it out. Jixer Nixer. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a sec. We're not quite ready to go here. We still got to plug stuff in. I'm always jumping the gun, man. I feel like I'm like halfway ahead of myself at all times, John. Where's the big guy to plug in there?
Stand by. Oh. It's extra, extra. It should be hanging off the side there. Oh, shit. Maybe it's...
Yeah. Well, yeah, anyways, we will hold on here a second while... Come and knock on our door. Take a step that is new. Where the lovers are hers and hers and his. Kill radio, too. Da-da-da-da-da. Or we could do the Jeopardy theme song. But that would be far, far more annoying.
Bum, bum, bum.
Hold on a second. Okay, John.
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay.
My mic's... Not on
yeah,
it.
I guess
bum, 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 bum. I will edit all this shit out.
Where do we go here?
Oh, no, it's front. It's in the front. It's in the front. Probably the one all the way on the left.
Okay.
See?
That was just a little gas. I'm sorry. I've been a little gassy. All right, Jixer Nixer, folks. Like that didn't just happen, even though it did. Gently. Kill Sports is being brought to you today by Viagra and Cialis. If you can't get a boner anymore, just go ahead and pop three of those, drink a Red Bull, and you'll be hard for 48 hours. Side effects may include penile bleeding, gargantuan balls, and death.
And for an erection lasting more than 6 hours, call your doctor and everybody you know.
I was about to say, what man is going to actually call a doctor or go to an emergency room for an erection lasting 6 hours or more? They would go show that off. They would
go, baby.
I don't care if you're gay or straight. You would show that off to every single fucking man friend you had.
Fuck the doctor. Call Guinness.
Dude. I know this is weird and all. But I'm pulling my pants down. You got to check this shit out. Take a look. Holy crap. Yeah, and you know the guy would be like, dude, get a fucking wiffle ball. Let's go out and fucking play. Let's play nine innings with that shit.
I want to get a YouTube of this, man.
Damn, we could skip double dutch over that motherfucker. Seriously.
Now I have a place to hang my towel.
I don't know a man on the planet that wouldn't consider that the finest 6 hours of their life. The finest.
Something to tell the grandkids.
I remember once, son, I stayed fully erect.
I almost called the doctor.
For a full fortnight. Those were the good old days, they twas. Ta-ta-tee, ta-ta-tie, ta-ta-tee. That's what she said. Ha, ta-ta-tee, ta-ta-tie.
That's right, folks. We talking to hypocritical Jesus Church in a paradise they call Las Vegas, Nevada. Quentin done hooked in for some clandestine recreation with a semi-deflatable woman of easy virtue. Since that be about the onlyest kind of bitch be able to tolerate the motherfucker's hairspray. Being just like most of other nasty cocksuckers in the video religion industry, Quentin know a good thing when he see one. And this ugly rubber waitress looked to him like a dream come true. Especially since his TV wife, Oprah, be in the next room drinking Jack Daniels and putting the hypes on some ignorant bellboy. eventually, when all the plukin' and thrashing be done with, the bellboy, who turn out to be the illegitimate son of the video preacher, why and take a job at a gas station in New Jersey. And the blow up dolly, why and come to life and fall in love with the junior wimp who's getting ready to appear over in the corner there. Let's meet the little cocksucker now while he's still young. Cause for y'all knows it, he be reaching adulthood and marry some bitch named Rhonda. And by that time, he quite become what they call an overeducated shithead.
Of course, the Misfits bringing you their FM classic, Devil's Whorehouse.
Everyone has dreams, it seems, from president right down to plumber. In comes the morning, and the light. Well, who's to say whose dreams is dumber? Now, I may be a fool, but at least I'm a man. And last night, half crazy, I came up with this plan.
Well, my dreams are sad. It's a problem that's a kernel. So I took a little ad and I put it in the journal. Opportunities for the girls who live in dreams. And when the girls come by for their audition, I'm going to say, girls, well, this will be your mission. You're to be the tops in all my schemes. Here's a little job that you can sleep on and you won't be fired. Clothes were made to wear and keep on up until we're tired. And honey, you've been hired for dancing in the nude, in the bushes and flowers, just like straight from the shower. Dance nude all night. I told the girls they could be promoted maybe to the daydream team and be my loving baby, that the future all depends on how they dance. Oh, think if you had a dream eternal from a little lad that you saw in the journal. Honey, just keep on your toes and not your pants. If you choose to do the hula, well, please don't wear your hula skirt. You'll be making tons of moolah, so for now you can lose your shirt. Come on, girl, you can't get hurt by dancing in the nude, in the bushes and flowers, just like straight from the shower. Dance nude all night.
That was Martin Mull bringing you a Halloween idea for your next party. Make sure you're dancing in the nude.
The lords and my ladies of the royal court, Edgar, the swinging Edgar Allan Poe's magnificent torch, The Raven, as translated into the Semantic of the Hip.
Now you see, Poe didn't want that bird. He didn't need the bird. He didn't dig the bird. He didn't send for the bird. He didn't even know what Avery the bird came from. If they'd have knocked the bird on him postpaid, he wouldn't have dug it. Because he was hung in front for a chick by the name of Lena, who had already swooped the satellite, but that didn't bug Eddie. He's still knocking that torch and coal on there, say, can they see me in Flip City? But just like I say, so many times, when you don't want the bird, when you don't need the bird, when you haven't got the first possible use for the bird, that's when you get it. And that's what happened to poor Eddie. He say, it was a real drug midnight. Dreary. I was goofing, beat, and weary over many a freakish volume of forgotten score, when suddenly there came a tapping, as if some cat were gently riffing, knocking rhythm at my pad's door. "'Tis the landlady," I muttered. On her broom she flies the rounding, sounding for her rent. Witch! Only this and nothing more. If I ever get out of this spin, I... so solid I remember. It was in that bright December, and its swinging, jumping ember blew its phantom upon the floor. Groovily I wooed them all. Still hung I sought to bawl for my book kicks, to knock the sorrow for my gone Lenore, for that sweet square, but swinging maiden, whom the fly chicks tagged Lenore, nameless here forevermore. Oh, man. And the silky, weird turning of each papa curtain moved me, hung me with freakish flipples never done before, so that now, to cool the beating of my ticker, I stood repeating 'tis some strange midnight stud that's sounding a money beat on my pad's door. A deuce to cool the mortal or some juice to drown his sorrow. Some lightweight riff this, and nothing more. Jack, I said, or Jilly, if I've crossed you, don't jump sore. The solid truth is, this cat was napping, and so cool did you come tapping, and so light hip you came rapping rhythm at my pad's door, that I was scarce sure I dug you. Here I opened wide the slammer, Jack. I dug the breeze, and nothing more. Oh, what are they trying to do to me? I'll show them. What do they think? I fight my way out of this. What do you... Oh, what was that? Look out, look out, look out. Take it easy, take it easy, take it easy, take it easy. Stoned into the darkness peering, long I stood there. I was hung there, flipped and fitting. King spinning dreams no mortal cat had ever rode before. But the gasser was unbroken, digging so hard my wig was gone. But Nathan shaking, Nathan showing, just one radar blip was going. The whispered word, Lenore. This I sounded and it sounded back, Lenore. This one sad lick and nothing more. Oh, they leave me alone. Why don't they leave me alone? It's hanging me. So I'd be shrugging me in. I backed into my pad, still turning. All this jazz within me burning. Then again, I dug the tapping, a stronger beat than was before. I'm solid hip, said I don't dig what that is jumping to my window lattice. Let me get hip what the wrath is, and this deep flip I will explore. Let my pounders stay cool tomorrow, and this flip I will explore. Jack, I drew a blank, and nothing more. Who did they think they are to do this to me. Gone full out, I flung the shutter, when with many a flip and flutter, in there stomped a king-sized bug-bird jack from way back days of yore. Not a minute tipped or hung he, not a minute brought or down he, but with stance of king and queen, he swung above my sweet pad's door, lit upon the Buster Palace. Sad goofing there. And nothing more. I'm solid hip, said I, that you're no craven. Gas a grim and beat up raven, goofing from the night's Plutonian shore. Swing hip me to what thy tag is on the night's Plutonian shore. Flip the bugbird, nevermore. Solid wig me, this bird to dig me, though it copped out not upon the score. For we cannot help agreeing that no single human being ever was so sent by sea in a wig like this, above his pad's door, with such a tag as Nevermore. Now you see, this blasted bugbird came bugging Edgar and gave him such a dreadful time of it that Edgar now wants to divorce the bird. He wants to expel the bird. He doesn't care whether the bird Lou, Newly, nor Eleanor, or any of these cats. He wants to blow the bird. So I think the bird put one too many Nevermores on him. I don't know how much they weigh, but it was just enough to flip that little isinglass at the end of the fuse and blow the whole gig. Poe is now flipping. He looks at the bird and he says, by this leak, you have flipped my meter. You nauseous gasser. You endless repeater. Screw before I blow my red hot stack. Blow back to your Plutonian shore. Leave no feather on my heather. Take your black jazz blown together. Leave this pad my torch unbroken. Screw from the roost above my door. Flip the bugbird near as ever. Me as all.
That was Lord Buckley. This is Lonnie Donegan.
Oh me, oh my, oh you, whatever shall I do? Hallelujah, the question is peculiar. I give a lot of dough. If only I could know the answer to my question. Is it yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Here comes a blushing bride, the groom is by her side. Up to the altar, just as steady as Gibraltar, while the groom has got the ring, and it's such a pretty thing. But as he slips it on her finger, the choir begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you hear it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Now the nation rises one to send their honored son up to the White House. Yeah, the nation's only White House to voice their discontent to the president upon the burning question, what has swept this continent? If tin whistles are made of tin, what do they make foghorns out of?
Boom, boom!
Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow in his bite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you hear it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night on the bedpost overnight.
It's a dollar and a dime, it's a dime.
He's singing another chorus, but he hasn't got the time.
On the bedpost overnight. Yeah.
bringing you that old-fashioned hip-hop.
Naapurista kuuluisa polkan tahti, jalkani pohjii kukkutti. Ievan äiti se tyttönsä vahti, vaan kyllähän Ieva se jutkutti. Sillä ei meitä silloin kiellot haittaa, kun me tanssimme laijasta laitaa. Salivili hikku, tukka, tappu, täppy, tippu hiljalleen. Ievan suu oli vehnäisellä, kun ihmiset onnee toivottitko. Pää oli märkänä jokaisella, ja viulu se vonkuja voivotti. Ei tätä poikoo märkyys haittaa, sillä kaskoo lähiästä laitaa. Salivili hipput, tappu, täppy, tipput hiljalleen. Ievan äiti se kammaarissa virsiä veiseltä huijutti. Kun tämä poika naapurissa ämmän tyttöä nuijutti. Eikä tätä poikoo ämmät haittaa, sillä kalaskoo lähiästä laitaa. Salivili hipput, tuttu, tappu, täppy, tipput hiljalleen. Hilipate, 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 hilla, hilipate, hilipate, hilipampa. Jali tuli jalla, tali tuli jalla, tili tuli, tili tuli, tili tanta. Hali tuli jalla, tili tuli talla, tili tili, tili tili, tili tili talla. Hali tuli, tili tali jalla, ti jalla, tili tali, tali tali, helilanta. Rimpati ralla, ripira piralla, rumpati ruppa, ripirampu. Jakka rikka, rippari lapalan, tuli tuli lallan, tiviranku. Jätsä tsappari, tikkari lallan, tikkari dillan, tikkari. Standulla, dipidabidella, ruppati rupiran, kurikan, kukka ja kirikanko. Ratsatitsa ja ripidabidilla, vedit standillan, tellan doua, parikkatita. Parikkari, paribidibidibidi, standillan doua, parilla, standillan deja loua, da vada 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 vada. Ieva jo alakon nyhkytek. Minä sanan Ievalle, mitäpä se haittaa. Laskema vielä hilahiasta laitaa. Salivili hipput, tupput, tappu, täppy, tipput hiljalleen. Muorille sanoi, jota tukkee suusi. Ja ruppesin tervetä stakkoomaan. Terveenä peäiset, ku korjoo luusi. Ja määt sitä murjuus makkoomaan. Ei tätä poikoo hellyys haittako. Akkoja nuhkii lahiasta laitaa. Salivili hipput, tupput, tappu, täppy, tipput hiljalleen. Sen minä sanoin, jotta purra pitää, ei mua niin vaan nielasta. Suot mänä ite vaikka lännestä itta, vaan minä en luovu Ievasta. Sillä ei tätä poikoo Kainuun saittaa, sillä katapsii lähiästä laitaa. Salivili hipput, tupput, tappu, täppy, tipput hiljalleen.
In my continued service of the public, I want to bring you some more Halloween ideas. Here's the first of a series. This is called Bikini Girls with Machine Guns. Always good for every Halloween party. Now, next, I want to present you with four things that you have to make sure are at every Halloween party. Just listen closely for these four items, okay? Tell you, the cramps are just an endless font of possible Halloween ideas. Here comes another one. I was a teenage werewolf.
Hey,
was from very early in the Cramps' career. Here's a Halloween idea from much later in their career.
Well, I fell out of bed this morning. Saw what the guy on the TV said. The Big Rock Awards crowned a brand new king. It should have been me instead. Don't they know that I'm Elvis fucking Christ? Elvis fucking Christ. Chicken plucking, run a market. Elvis fucking Christ. One 500-foot woman, I wear an evil big black mask. I got two brass globes, you've got to admit. My anamorphism is fast. It's obvious, Elvis fucking Christ. Elvis fucking Christ. Bronco fucking jiving, shucking. Elvis fucking Christ. I'm the captain of the cavalry. I'm the queen of outer space. I got a she-devil orgy in a twilight zone. Shit, panties of the queen and lace. I'm telling you, Elvis fucking Christ. Elvis fucking Christ. Bad luck in that truck.
Just one more, just for the end of the party. We just always have this special event. Burn, she devil, burn.
Well, burn, she devil, burn. Burn, she devil, burn. Burn, burn, burn. Burn, she devil, burn. Well, she's a huge dancer down underground. One hot flame pot, she hell hound.
Burn, she devil, burn. Burn, she devil, burn.
today is the 30th and tomorrow is Halloween, right? We're on the eve of destruction. Halloween idea for you. Fallback that you can always do. You could always be a wino.
Don't you know who I am? started talking dirty. Boy, she looked over at me and she raised her thumb. She said, jam down the road, you bum, 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 bum. Don't you know who I am? I went to the country, and while I was gone, I lost control of my body functions on the roller-headed lady's front lawn. I'm so ashamed, but I'm a wino man. I can't help myself. Drinking all night till my eyes got red. Stumbled on the gutter and busted my head. Bugs in my zoot suit, been scratching like a dog. I can't stand no water, and I stink like a hog. Give me a $5 bill. $5 bill and an overcoat too. A $5 bill and an overcoat too. A $5 bill and a floor shine shoe.
here's a Halloween party idea.
I've always said it's good to have goals, you know. Now, there's a man who had goals, you know, but you got to remember that he's dead. Mm-hmm. We must take that into account as well. Now, here we have another Halloween idea for you all.
boy sitting on the shelf. He is just a toy, but I turn him on and he comes to life. Automatic joy, that is why I want a coin operated boy. Made of plastic and elastic, he is rugged and long lasting. Who could ever, ever ask for more? Love without complications galore. Many shapes and weights to choose from. I will.
Girl, she was in over her head.
she could stand up in the deep end. He had a bulletproof smile. He had money to burn. She thought she had the moon in her pocket, but now she's dead. She's so dead. Forever dead. Told to remember this. Don't let a fool kiss you. Never marry for love. He was hard to impress. He knew everyone's secrets. He wore her on his arm just like jewelry. He never gave what he got. He kept her on a leash. He's not the kind of wheel you fall asleep at. But now she's dead. She's dead.
please go to our Facebook thread, Tucker Dale Booth, Redondo Beach, California, on thekillradio.org Facebook thread from today, and leave your comments, suggestions, insults.
You're locked and loaded here with LA's own Kill Radio in the ethnic part of Hollywood.
We're now going to progress to
Tucker Booth needs a job.
Hey, Shazam needs a job too.
Tucker Booth from Redondo Beach here on killradio.org. Sweater style, even when it's the middle of summer. That's because I'm so hot, I'm lactating.
www.killradio.org.
Let's just have a not so shy John moment.
Whatever. Hey, I spend the week doing the same thing, being good to people and being kind and reaching out, and I never get laid. Anyway, be good to each other. Use your emotions in a good way, treat your kids right, and be a part of the change you'd like to see in the world. Stop lying.
Man, that last song had a bunch of different layers. I could hear that on the radio.
DJ Innovation.
You know.
Pump it or dump it.
If you want to get your music played on here, you've got to submit your shit, if you know what I'm saying.
And tune in Mondays to Tucker Booth Needs a Job from 2 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA's own killradio.org.
To bail out, so I'm gonna go. See you next week. I said everything I needed to say on that previous recording, so be good to each other and stay out of the news.